from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You are listening to the Fly the W670 podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 20, New Cubs Bullpen Questions. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and most importantly, subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on the socials, Fly the W670 on Twitter, Instagram, and Fly the W on Facebook, or email us, flythew670@gmail.com. Crawley, happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend.
I did. Plenty of baseball to be watched. And now, Dustin, we are officially under two double digits. We're now 9 days away from opening
day. 9 days away. 9 days away from opening day. Crawley will be out there with all his folks, I imagine.
Absolutely. You know it. 23rd opening day in a row.
That is awesome. All right, Crawley, since the last time we got together, the Cubs have had 5 contests with 1 win, 4 losses, and a tie.
Yeah, the Cubs have been a streaky team all spring. If you remember, they won their opener, but then they had like a 4-game losing streak early in camp, and then they had like a 9-game winning streak that was snapped actually when I was there versus the White Sox. And then yesterday they broke a 5-game losing streak. So a little bit up and down. You know, the offense has been struggling and the middle relief has not looked as sharp. On Thursday, the Cubs faced off against the Arizona Diamondbacks and lost 3-1. I thought Drew Smyly had a really good start. He went 4.1 innings. He gave up 3 hits, 2 runs on a 2-run homer by Caleb Roberts, gave up 1 walk and struck out 4. The bullpen looked pretty solid. Brandon Hughes, who we need to talk about, did give up 1 run. The offense, on the other hand, not looking so good. Patrick Wisdom continued his hot spring, going 2-for-3 with a double, and Cody Bellinger hit a solo home run. But the Cubs had a lot of offers, and they went 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. 14 Ks, Dustin. That cannot happen. 14 Ks.
No, 14 Ks is too much. Even if there is spring training, 14 Ks is too much. Just like allowing double-digit home runs as a pitcher in spring training is too many home runs, even though it's spring training.
And, you know, when you think about strikeouts, you know, most of the time you think about power hitters, sluggers. You know what I mean? The Cubs aren't that, so they shouldn't have that many strikeouts. So we'll see what happens. Friday saw the Cubs play their second of 3 split squad games, and they came away with a loss and a tie. Offense looked better, but the pitching struggled in these 2 games, especially the one at Sloan. They definitely played their varsity lineup at Sloan, so the home fans had to have been happy because that was some that was a solid lineup.
I do like that they did that, even though I was pissed off because I always want them to put out the best lineup possible against the Sox, and that lineup they had against the Sox is like, who in the hell are these guys?
Right? And so, you know, it was cool for the people that were there, and so the offense scored 7 runs on 9 hits. Matt Mervis, back from his stint with the WBC, went 3-for-4 with a double. Cody Bellinger was 1-for-2 with a triple and 2 RBIs. And Ian Happ, man, that guy's stock is rising, 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. The team went 4-for-12 with runners in scoring position and struck out 7 times, but they walked 5 times. So all around a better performance by the offense. But Hayden Wesniewski had his first bumpy start of the spring, going 3.1 innings, giving up 4 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. He didn't look as crisp, and the walks definitely hurt him. He retired the first 8 batters he faced before walking Patrick Maseka in the 3rd with 2 outs, and he gave up a single to Jason Hayward, of all people, before striking out James Outman to get out of the jam. But then in the 4th, he walked Trace Thompson to lead off the inning. Max Muncy singled, and then J.D. Martinez hit a 3-run blast, so You know, after the game, Hayden said, the walks are what killed me. That was it. Other than that, though, can't be too upset with the outing. Just need to lock in a little more. And I think that's a fair assessment, Dustin. You know,
yeah, totally fair. He's had a real nice spring. I am not worried about Hayden Wesneski at all.
Right. And again, just with these young guys, it comes down to avoiding walks. It's the difference, you know, between being able to stay up in the majors all season long and then having to work on things in the minors is they're not going to be able to put up with those walks. Against the White Sox at Camelback, Cubs roll out their JV lineup and tie the White Sox 4-4. Yan Gomes, who's been heating up lately, was 1-for-2, and he hit a two-run bomb for the Cubs. Edwin Rios is looking real nice, added another home run because that's what he does. And Sergio Alcantara hit a home run for the Cubs as well, so three home runs. You're laughing about who's this guy. Cubs pitching did well. Cubs starter Nick Niedert, who signed a minor league contract this offseason with the Cubs, got the start, and he gave up a run in 2.2. Cam Sanders and Manny Rodriguez, they gave up a run, as did Brandon Little. So you get the tie. So not
you okay
too
with
bad
that?
There.
You okay with that? As spring training is a paid customer for spring training. You're okay with a tie?
You don't worry about the outcomes in spring training. You're going there to look at players. You're going there to have some fun and drink some beers. You don't worry about the tie. You don't like it, but I don't. Like I said, this is not. You want everybody coming in healthy. You're not going to try to hurt anybody doing something you don't need to do. It's exhibition, right? On Saturday, though, the Cubs offense disappeared again, a 5-1 loss against the Giants. Cubs only had three hits, Dustin. Patrick Grissom with the double, and Edwin Rios had an RBI single. That was pretty much it. Adrian Sampson, I watched this game closely because I knew, you know, we talked about it on the last show as far as, you know, what he needs to do. He had his best start of the spring, going 4.1 innings, giving up two runs on two hits, one walk and six Ks. But the most important thing is that he didn't give up any home runs. The first run was on some good small ball by the Giants, that ended up also being an error on the play, scored a run. And then the other was kind of like a slicing double, and then Rucker gave up a single afterwards. So he was out of that game, but the run still charged to him. Rucker didn't have a good game, but, you know, they asked Adrian Sampson after the game, you know, what he thought of the start, because clearly this is, you know, he had to have a good start. We talked about it, and he provided. So this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, I've always just dealt with my work. I mean, I'm getting so caught up in myself on what can I do to get myself better. And it's a great thing that these guys are pitching awesome, because, I mean, we're going to need everybody all season. You've seen in the last couple of years how many pitchers we've thrown out there. And when these guys are pitching well and their confidence is high, like, it's great for the Cubs. Like, we want to win. And when you have nine starters that can go out there and compete and not just, like, throw them in there and hope for the best, but those guys are great pitchers. So the confidence that they have and they're building right now is just awesome for our team. And there's nothing I can control. I'm just controlling myself. So it's great for everybody.
You know, that's the key. You know, you can't, you know the chatter's happening about Hayden Wesneski and Javier Assad. All Adrian Sampson can do is do the best, and I think he had a really good outing. Like I said, he kept the ball down. He kept it from leaving the park. And it's going to be important, especially when we talk about some of the bullpen questions coming up, that he had that good outing.
Yeah, I think the key, like you mentioned, is that there were no home runs and that the strikeouts were up. So those are two good things about that outing. And walks were there, but not out of control. He's a pretty level-headed kid, right? I mean, he's pretty straight. He doesn't get high, doesn't get low. It kind of seems to be a Cubs thing. When they get their hands on guys, they're really trying to instill that, it seems. They've got a lot of guys where the heartbeat just seems kind of regular, right?
Right, and they saw something that was causing an issue with the two-seam and four-seam fastball with him. So, you know, the Cubs are really good at kind of catching these things, and you know, hopefully they, you know, this is just the beginning. Again, don't give up on Adrian Sampson just because the spring hasn't looked good. You know, sometimes these things happen, and you got to kind of fix whatever's going on. On Sunday, the Cubs snapped their five-game losing streak. Justin Steele took to the mound against the Padres. Last time in Mesa, the Cubs pitched a no-hitter when Steele was on the mound, but not the greatest start for Steele. He pitched three innings. He gave up four hits and one run, but an uncharacteristic five walks to go along with 3 strikeouts. And so, you know what, Dustin, when you think about it, he didn't have his best stuff. He knew it, and he still competed. You know, the bullpen looked sharp as well. Nick Birdie has really impressed me. Keegan Thompson didn't give up any runs, but we got to talk about Keegan a little bit. But this is what Justin Steele said after his start.
Yeah, I was talking to Tommy and Rossi. I just kind of felt like I was moving underwater for most of the day and stuff. But, you know, I was constantly having to make adjustments and stuff out there. So that's just kind of one of the mountings I was dealing with today. But, you know, just got moving forward, just got to make sure I'm, you know, firing on all cylinders, ready to go from pitch one. He was just telling me to take a deep breath. You know, I mean, as a catcher, and, you know, he's called me plenty of times. He can tell when something's off, something's going. And he was same thing. He was just, you kind of seems like you're moving a little slow underwater and stuff. So, like I said, that was just the adjustments I was making out there. I was trying to get my body going and then making the adjustment from pitch to pitch.
Yeah, you know, it was really clear if you watched it. He liked the phrase underwater, but yeah, it just he wasn't comfortable out there.
Never heard that reference before. The underwater reference. I read that statement, I believe, on Twitter yesterday afternoon, and then hearing it there, it made me scratch my head yesterday, and today it's making me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, it just everything was just a little bit off. It was just a little bit slow. You could see he was uncomfortable. He never really got settled, you know. So you know what? Here's the thing. You're going to have those outings. I think it was John Lester that talked about, and I know other pitchers have talked about it in the past, you know. You know, if you have, let's say you have 30 starts, right? You're going to have 10 where you're going to have some really, really good stuff, and you're going to have 10 where you don't have good stuff, and you're going to have 10 that are going to kind of be in between. But it's how you do when you don't have your good stuff that really is going to make a big difference. Sometimes you're going to have to sit there and figure out a way to do it, even if you're not feeling great. And I thought he had an okay outing. Definitely not his best. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not his best, not his worst. Can always do better. He could always do worse. I'm not worried about Justin Steele either. He's gotten in a ton of work. I think he'll be just fine.
Right. And for 8 innings, the Cubs' only offense came once again from Yan Gomes. He had a solo home run and an RBI single. You know, 2 runs, again, that's what kind of made me nervous, is that it was fun with – because what's going to happen here is that the game is tied going into the 9th 2-2. Don Nunez drew a leadoff walk, Nick Magical single, and then Nelson Velazquez, right back from the WC, hits a 3-run blast. The Cubs walk it off, you know, 5-2, and it snaps their losing streak. And so, you know, I just sat there, and I was happy that they won. But just, you know, a couple little issues is you're seeing that the offense is struggling, and that's what we've been talking about all offseason, is that, you know, where the run's going to come from, especially when they struggle. You know what I mean? Who's going to break them out of that?
Yeah, who's the slump buster, right? Who's the slump buster?
Right. You know, that was a really nice thing. We got to talk about the bullpen, Dustin, because 4 starters we talked about last week, Stroman, Tyone, Smiley, and Steele. 5th starter up in the air was Wisniewski, Assad, and Sampson. We didn't really kind of hit too much on the bullpen last episode, and that's kind of where we got to kind of focus our attention on real quick here. You know, the Cubs made some free agent acquisitions this offseason. Brad Boxberger, we know he's a veteran presence. We know he's a lock for the bullpen. Michael Fulmer and Julian Merriweather, those are the type of guys that the Cubs have really done well turning around and either trading for assets, or you could keep them if you're having a good season, right? Rowan Wick and Michael Rucker were with the team last year, and I think they're going to break camp. And Edward Alzolay looked like one of the best relievers I've seen as far as the bullpen this season. He's looked phenomenal after missing most of the season last year with an injury. So if you kind of do the math on that, that's 6 bullpen guys. That leaves you with 2 more spots. Now, if you asked me a week and a half ago, Dustin, who's in those 2 spots, I would have said Keegan Thompson, Longman. You know, he had a lot of success there last year. And Brandon Hughes, right? Only lefty. I think Ross used him a lot in high leverage situations last year. But it's been a strange spring for Keegan and Hughes. And I feel like their spots might be a little bit more doubt than they were about a week and a half ago. Keegan was really clutch last year. He, you know, the Cubs had a bunch of injuries in the starting rotation. I thought he did well as a starter. He started the year as a multi-inning reliever. You know, Brandon Hughes was called up with Christopher Morel in May and ended the season with 8 saves, 3.12 ERA over 57 appearances. If you remember, Dustin, the Cubs were really deliberate about both pitchers, and they were concerned about the workload last year, and they didn't appear in the early spring training games. You know, Keegan came in later, and then Brandon Hughes followed afterwards. But Hughes has pitched in four innings. He's given up five hits, three runs, one hit batter, three walks, and only two Ks. As far as Keegan is concerned, he's looked better than Brandon. If you look at the box score, things look okay, right? He's pitched four innings. He's given up one hit, no runs, two walks, and five Ks. But there has been a notable decrease in his velocity. Last season, Keegan's fastball averaged around like 93, 94 miles an hour. And this spring, he's just, you know, hitting 90, 91, and occasional 92. And so when you see that dip in velocity, you start to ask yourself, okay, is this injury related? Is he not ramped up enough yet? I don't know, Dustin, but I get very nervous when I see velocity drops.
Well, as you say, definitely something to keep an eye on. Definitely something the next time we have Tommy Hotovy on with Mully and Haw, he's on every other week. We will definitely ask Tommy to give us an opinion on that one as well. But what about the guy or two that doesn't get the fifth starter spot? You know, what are you thinking about those guys as far as the bullpen? Or you think that they're better served going down to the minors and being completely stretched out, Crowley?
Well, you know, it's very possible that, you know, both Keegan Thompson and Brandon Hughes start in the minors. And so if that happens, Mark Leiter, you don't have any lefties if Hughes is not in the bullpen. And so
you got to have one, I think. I think you got to have one.
And unless you're going to make a free agent signing, I don't know who that would be. Now, Mark Leiter Jr. has good reverse splits. He pitches really well against lefties, so that might work. You're asking about the guy that doesn't get the fifth starter spot. So, you know, with Wesniewski, Assad, or Sampson, let's say Hayden gets it. Let's, you know, right now he's probably, boy, I don't know. I hate to say it because Assad's looked great too. So
he's looked great. You know, he's looked really great, right?
But from the comments David Ross has made about Javier Assad, he kind of likes him because Javier in the World Baseball Classic has been really doing that piggyback role. And that was the role that Keegan had last year and what he was kind of slated for this year. So I could see Hayden getting that fifth starter spot, putting Assad in as the long man, and then going with Sampson in the minors. So that's what I could see. But again, that the two spots then would have to be Assad and Mark Leiter Jr., and then Sampson goes down and Wesniewski gets the fifth starter spot. That's the way I kind of see it right now.
Okay. You know, it's not, I'm not clicking my heels over that one, Crowley, but okay.
We got a week left, so, you know, things can still
they
happen.
Only need, they only need four starters to start the season. They don't need five right off the bat.
Correct. You know, so a few other Cub notes. The Cubs reassigned five players from the big league camp, bringing their totals down to 51 players. Okay. Jeremiah Estrada and Caleb Killian have been optioned to Triple A.
Our guy, Caleb, optioned.
Caleb, he was on the Fly the W podcast. So was Jeremiah Estrada. I think Jeremiah Estrada, when it comes to bullpen guys, he was one of the most impressive. I have a feeling you're going to see him in Chicago sooner rather than later. With Caleb, I think they're still going to work some things with him, you know, to try to, you know, see if he can really, you know, progress to be a number three starter, you know. But Jeremiah Estrada, I think, is going to be very, it's not going to take long for him to be on the big league roster. Some non-roster invitees, Bailey Horn, Eric Stout, and Nick Neidert, who start against the White Sox, they are assigned to minor league camp. And some good news as far as Seiya. He's continuing to work his way back from injury. He's doing some more hitting drills, throwing medicine balls against the ground, playing catch at deeper lengths now. So, you know, you don't want him to rush his way back, but it's good to see that he's making some progress, you know, as far as coming back from that oblique injury. I just hate oblique injuries, Dustin, just because those are ones that should get retweaked so easily, you know?
Super easy, especially with the cold weather and overswinging, trying to jump back and jumpstart things. So, yeah, you got to be real careful with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.